Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
Tara and the Story Mouse by Russell Brownlee.
And that's the end of my story,
Tara said to the children perched on the floor around her bed.
Now quick, into bed. Mrs. McKenzie will be here soon to turn out the lights.
But where did you get all your story ideas, Tara?
Tembi pulled the duvet around her.
You spend all day at school or here at the children's home like us, but you make up wonderful stories about people and places you've never seen.
Well,
Tara said,
every night, after Mrs. McKenzie has turned out the lights and you're all asleep, a magic leaf as big as a bath mat floats through the window. It stops next to my bed, and I sit on top of it and hold on tight. Then the magic leaf flies out the window and high up into the sky. Over the city and over the lake it takes me, zooming up high, swooping down low, until we come to the island where the Story Mouse lives. The Story Mouse is like a real mouse, but he wears these big, thick glasses, and he can talk. And best of all, he has a really twitchy tail. If he's in a good mood, he dips his tail into a pot of thin blue paint and writes a story right inside my head with it. It tickles so much.
You're telling lies,
said Michael.
It's wrong to tell lies.
I'm not. It's true. Whenever I go to the island, the Story Mouse is always standing under a big old tree, waiting for me. Then all I do is a funny little dance to make him laugh. I twirl and I whirl and I jump and I spin. Then I stand on my tiptoes and give a big grin. That always makes Story Mouse start to giggle and chuckle and chortle. His tail twitches and twiddles as it waves in the air. Then it jiggles and joggles in the paint pot, and he starts writing the words inside my head. When he's finished writing, I say thank you to him and jump on the magic leaf to fly safely home.
Oh, no, that's just another one of your stories. You're not telling the truth.
I'm not making it up. I promise you it's true.
It doesn't sound true to me,
Tembi said.
Mrs. McKenzie said we should always tell the truth.
Tembi's right,
said Zizipo.
You don't go anywhere when the lights are out. You're in your bed the whole time.
Tara was very sad. She lay in bed with the duvet pulled over her head and tears running down her face, and that made her pillow wet.
The other children are right,
she thought.
I'm making it all up. There is no Story Mouse. What was that?
Tara slowly pulled down the duvet. There was the magic leaf in front of her. It was waiting for her. Quickly, she climbed onto it and held on tight. Swoosh.
Look at me on the leaf.
But everyone was fast asleep. Nobody saw her sail out of the window and up into the sky, across the city and across the lake. None of the other children saw her land on Story Island, and nobody but Tara saw Story Mouse slumped under the big old tree with his tail wrapped tightly into a knot and a sad, sad face. Tara got off the leaf and began to do her special dance. She twirled and she whirled, she jumped and she spun. But when she had to stand on her tiptoes and give a big grin, The grin was nowhere to be found. She just couldn't be happy and silly and funny. She looked glumly at Story Mouse. He didn't giggle or chuckle or chortle. Instead, his whiskers twitched and a fat tear ran down his face.
You stop believing in me,
he sobbed.
I'm too sad to give you some words today.
And he wrapped his tail tighter into a big knot.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was wrong. It's just that my friends, they said...
You hurt my feelings,
whimpered Story Mouse.
You said I was not real.
Clara put her arms around Story Mouse and gave him a big hug.
I'm so sorry,
she whispered in his furry ears. Story Mouse's tail began to relax a little. Tara hugged him again and kissed his fuzzy little face.
I'll never, never do it again.
Story Mouse loosened his tail a bit more, and the tip began to twitch just a tiny bit.
Do you promise?
I promise. And if Michael says you're not real, I'll tickle him. I'll tickle him like this. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
She leaned over and tickled Story Mouse so hard that the rest of the knot in his tail unwound. He giggled and wriggled and guffawed and gahummed until his tail began to twitch and dance. And the next thing, he dipped it into the paint pot and he started writing a story inside Tara's head. When he had finished, Tara gave him another hug and another tiny tickle to say thank you.
See you tomorrow night.
She got back on the magic leaf and took off into the sky.
Whoosh!
The Story Mouse waved. He was so happy that he danced a little jig and drew a rainbow in the sand with his long tail.
This is my story.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Leon Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home. Nali.